Our guest is Junbei Liu, Portfolio Manager, Tribeca Investment Partners. So, Jun, we heard there from the minutes a pretty unified and hawkish message, but stocks were up, treasury yields were down, and the dollar fell. And all that sends a message that runs counter to what the Fed actually wants. The Fed wants tighter financial conditions, and they loosened up. Is a battle shaping up here?
Look, I think you're absolutely right. Fed is trying to send a very clear signal that the rate cut is not absolutely on the horizon. It really depends on where the inflation goes and where economic slowdown take place, when that take place. So I do think the market is sort of at this point becoming a little bit too optimistic as we heading into a earning recession in the next few months. Look, at the market at this point is still very thin trading early in the year when everyone's on holiday. We do expect the market to weaken off as we're heading towards the reporting earnings seasons.
Do you think, Jun, that analysts have got a bit ahead of themselves in predicting what will happen in terms of earnings growth coming in?
Look, absolutely. I think the market is the market. They're always trying to look far ahead. And many of the market participants, given the very tough year last year, has been trying very hard to position themselves for a stronger year. Now, our view is that the next 12 months, net-net, it's going to be a stronger year. However, first 6 months of the year is going to be pretty tough. Just as the market, pricing in those earnings downgrades, we know there's downgrade, but no downgrade is ever fully priced in. So first 3 months is going to be very tough. That's around the world. China recovery is going to take time. And then the consumer will continue to tighten belts. So that's actually very difficult to see the market sort of smooth sailing for the first 6 months of the year.
Is it fair to say, though, that the Fed is too negative and the market is too positive?
I think you're absolutely right. Fed is trying very hard to be very negative to get market to be a bit more pessimistic. That's why you will see more gyration between optimism and pessimism in the next 6 months before clear trend forms. Earnings will not bottom until probably March or April. Before that take place, market just cannot have a clear trajectory.
Okay, so what does that mean for building a portfolio, I suppose?
Yeah, look, absolutely. This environment is actually really good for being active investor because if you focus on earnings, the share price will follow. In the next 3 months, I guess, it's the defensive that will do better. The companies whose earnings not going to get downgraded will clearly outperform. Some of the growth companies will do better. Those healthcare sectors will definitely outperform in the next 6 months. However, once we move past the short-term earnings downgrade, we will look forward to pick up cheaper cyclical stocks that's been sold off, and the price present value. So it's really another year for a very good performance for active investors to focus on what the earnings trajectory might look like for the companies.
I just want to go back for one moment to the Fed, because with that adage of don't fight the Fed in mind, I mean, that's normally when the Fed has all the tools and it is also trying to achieve a soft landing. It has a nuanced approach. But in this case, the Fed has made it clear they don't really care that much about recession. They will go far enough to slay inflation. So let me ask you a true or false question. Who's bigger, the data or the Fed?
Oh, it's the Fed. You will follow the Fed. They will engineer a recession.
I wonder about that because the data, the market watches the data, and the Fed will eventually have to succumb to the data. I mean, they can't just, in the face of the data, raise interest rates or get thrown out of their jobs by Congress, right? So I wonder. You go ahead and make your case that the data is less important than the Fed.
Look, data is important, but it's lagging. So Fed will continue to do its own path until the data really starts showing with sign of weakness. We've seen a couple of weak data already, which is good. But between now and, you know, some really serious weakening in the economy and some technical recession data, I just don't think Fed will stop.
Okay, so that brings us nicely just to talk a little bit about what they are looking at then when it comes to other aspects here. Because, I mean, when you look at inflation, there are central banks right around the world saying, well, they have a feeling it might have peaked, and given base effects, people might be right. What's your thinking?
Look, I think that it has peaked. And as you said, the base effect is higher. And then the trajectory of some of the inflationary pressure is certainly on the downwards. The question is how long the interest rate will stay high. And that is very unknown at this point. We do think the market will take time to absorb. And the market probably is too early to calling for the interest rate to be falling just because the high base effect and the slowing momentum in some of the inflation data points.
So let's talk a little bit about China. We have the reopening, the lighter touch on regulation. We saw that with Ant yesterday, and there's been some other examples, and added support for the property sector. Is that enough to continue this optimism on Chinese assets?
Look, I think if there will be continued optimism, but near term, in the next couple of months, I just think it will be a little bit tougher just because economic reality is going to be pretty poor. We're heading into Chinese New Year, early Chinese New Year as well. Consumers very nervous about the outbreak and travel is going to be down. And this is a key spending period. So, all of that together, it certainly feels that the data points will be weaker. Optimism will remain, but you will have a bit more volatility in the next couple of months, just as investors sort of working out how long this recovery might take. And as we have seen with every other market, always take longer than expected.
June, give us one stock to buy and one stock to get rid of.
Yeah.
Look, I will stick to healthcare stocks at this point. I would be buying the CSL from the Australian market. And the stock to sell, I will be a bit nervous about the consumer-facing stocks. Things like Apple, I will be reducing my exposure.
One thing that we've seen is, like, even with healthcare, I mentioned in our call before the show that United Healthcare, which was a real darling last year, is just getting hammered at the beginning of the year. So a lot of the big winners from last year getting sold down and a lot of the losers getting bought. How long does that continue?
I think your continuation of a lot of reversal of the winners and losers, but healthcare, you just have to be mindful. The healthcare companies that sort of has been hurt by pandemic, but now will benefit. You don't want to buy the healthcare company that has benefit, like pathology businesses that have done lots of PCR tests and things. These companies' earnings will fall, and you do not want to buy those ones. Buy the ones that, like private hospital, like the Ramsay Healthcare, like the CSL, whose earnings will grow irrespective of where the economic reality will be, and at the same time still got tailwind from cycling some weak comps. So absolutely those ones.
All right, June, thanks very much for being with us. Always fun to tussle. June Bailu, portfolio manager at Tribeca Investment Partners.